This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The United States has announced plans to broaden its European travel ban, adding the United Kingdom and Ireland to its list. Vice President Mike Pence announced the plan at an afternoon news conference in Washington.
All of our health experts presented information, made a unanimous recommendation to the president that we suspend all travel from the UK and Ireland. That will be effective midnight, Monday night, Eastern Standard Time.
Under the restrictions on European travel, American citizens, green card holders, and others are still allowed to return home, but will be funneled to 13 airports and be subjected to health screenings and quarantine orders. The ban, including the United Kingdom and Ireland, follows one earlier this week for the rest of Europe. The White House is now conducting temperature checks on anyone who is close to President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
They've had a little bit of activity, unfortunately.
Speaking to reporters at the White House Saturday, President Trump said he's also considering travel restrictions within the U.S.
And we're working with the states, and we are considering other restrictions.
The president also says he's now been tested for the coronavirus.
And I decided I should, based on the press conference yesterday, people were asking, did I take the test? I don't know, whatever it takes.
The White House has stepped up precautions amid revelations that the president has had direct and indirect exposures to COVID-19.
I had my temperature taken coming into the room.
So did we.
You did? Good.
Yes, sir.
Those precautions include temperature checks.
Was your temperature normal, Mr. President?
Totally normal.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Three U.S. troops were injured, two of them seriously, in a rocket attack against Camp Taji north of Baghdad Saturday. As Edward Uranian reports, it's the second such attack on the camp this week.
Saturday's attack was the second on U.S. coalition forces at the Taji Air Base since Wednesday. It follows U.S. retaliation Friday on Iraqi targets, including several Shiite Hashd al-Shaabi bases, one mostly a Shiite police base, and the Karbala air base now under construction. Arab media says Iraqi security forces arrested the owner of the lot from which the rockets were fired into the Taji air base, along with Iraqi forces at a nearby checkpoint who saw the attack. Iraq's Joint Operations Command says personnel are still searching for the perpetrators. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A number of Asian countries are trying to prevent the new coronavirus from re-entering their borders. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports.
From quarantining travelers from overseas to preventing people sneaking in with fevers, China and other parts of Asia are scrambling to stop the new coronavirus from coming back to where it first broke out. China, South Korea, and Japan have announced expanded border controls that mimic many of the bans and restrictions placed on China in the early days of the outbreak. Despite not having enough for its own medical workers a few weeks ago, China is now donating supplies to Italy, Iran, and other affected areas. I'm Sarah Bassett.
France and Spain both took drastic measures Saturday to fight the spread of the coronavirus. French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe said most shops, restaurants, and entertainment venues would close. Only pharmacies, grocery stores, and gas stations would remain open. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said his country would lock down its entire population to try to prevent the spread of the virus. Hong Kong democracy activist Chen Kin Man walked free from prison Saturday, saying he had no regrets for a role he played in the 2014 Umbrella Civil Disobedience Movement. Olivia Chan reports.
Hong Kong Umbrella Movement leader Chen Kin Man walked free from prison on Saturday. The former sociology professor smiled and waved while supporters chanted pro-democracy slogans.
Life in prison was difficult, but I have no regret at all, as this is a necessary price to pay for fighting for democracy.
61-year-old Chan is one of the three leaders of the pro-democracy movement in 2014, aiming to push for full democracy in the Chinese-ruled city.
That's Olivia Chan reporting. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.